M Shorts. We're going to jump right into this. So this post came up on Mastodon. Fetty tips at social.growyourown. Troubling things are going on in Mastodon headquarters. They appointed a board member, Biz Stone, co-founder of Twitter, VP person, and Amir Javin, or Gavin, lawyer advising on blockchain and AI. Now, I'm speaking about this because there's a connection to be made here, and this is something that needs to be spoken about. Meta is also talking about decentralizing Threads. Thread was developed in the answer of Twitter being acquired by Elon Musk. Because of that, there has been a shift in temperature at Twitter because of all of the individuals just refusing to be on the platform. And now all of those individuals end up going to Threads. So those conversations are no longer being had in Twitter because a lot of the people end up going in Threads. So with that being said, a lot of the left-leaning individuals are now having those left-leaning conversations on Threads. You can be like, well, how can that be? And if we have to look back at history, it would show that the algorithm was favoring those individuals with those same opinions on the platforms while also silencing individuals on that platform who oppose those ideas. So as I said, left-leaning, less right-leaning. So with that being said, since Elon Musk has taken on the company, these things have changed completely. And now adding another layer, such as Fediverse also being added to Threads, adds a layer that the company is looking to decentralize itself from those conversations. So now Fediverse is now considered decentralized. Now you put the onus on the individuals to also moderate those conversations. You see what I mean? At this point, Meta is playing a game to say that if you are an individual that wants to run their own server, why not do it through our platform, but in a sense that you can moderate these conversations on your own? But we all know how that conversation is going to go when it ends up in Congress again, with Mark Zuckerberg answering, "We don't know. We don't moderate. That's not our realm. We give them a piece of space. They talk about whatever they want." But those moderators could also be left-leaning too. How is this any different from Mastodon? When you have a person that was there from the beginning of times, I don't know, maybe half of the time, that was also part of that algorithm, and maybe perhaps he's not the one who built the algorithm, but we all know who steers the ship. It's usually the top component heads. Those who want to advertise on those companies are also stakeholders. So with that being said, I'm looking at it from the same standpoint that if this is happening on Mastodon, why can't these two companies, not one works with the other, however, joined together, can make it more powerful than has anybody ever seen it before? With the excuse of decentralized, you might be saying that's a stretch. But when you start creating little silos, and these silos start to get together, you create a whole empire, and then pushing out others from joining these little components. Then on top of that, when we're talking about silencing somebody, it makes it a lot more difficult to discover other people. You might be saying, well, the software is not built that way. But when a software is changed in the background, at that point, you also have to question the integrity. I know that wasn't the whole idea behind Mastodon, but the whole idea behind Mastodon was to decentralize so that you be able to host yourself, host others on your own server, decentralize and own your own data. This is more interesting on the topic of Threads because when you say you can come onto our platform, then also decentralize, this also adds another layer of surveillance, which is they're looking to have control of the data, the one that you put in there, but don't want the responsibility of moderating, but yet still control the temperature of that room. I'm just saying, this is all conspiracy. It is logic in my sense. It is my opinion only, but this is to say that this is the direction that they're looking to go in. Now, when it comes to blockchain and AI, what's stopping them from digitally stamping all of your texts into the blockchain, making it permanent? Now, that's the number one thing about you saying things at your early teens and then haunting you when you're in your career at age 30. As you can tell, when something's on the blockchain, it is permanent. When technology back in the day, you said what you needed to say, you deleted your profile or whatever that might have been, it's gone. It no longer exists. And it's true in today's society and world, you are no longer the same person you were 20 years ago. And if you are, then you haven't grown as a person, unfortunately. With that being said, I look at it from the standpoint that if it's on the blockchain, it could be a terrible thing. No one's making money. AI as a whole, as you can tell, and if this is happening, then guess what? What are we using AI for? To learn from you, your language, how you speak. That information that you publish is now being put into an LLM, then regurgitated back to you or somebody else on the other end. It could also be used to predict, remove, stifle, all of the above. Scrape websites, scrape your texts, what have you. It could put you on a no-fly list, so on and so forth. It could flag you. It could send you to the government, as you can tell. You can come back and say, it's not me doing this, but it could possibly be something that could be used against you. And as you can tell, AI is supposed to make life easy to find information to work with you, not against you. But in this particular case, there's a lot of yellow flags, not red flags, but yellow flags that need to be answered. With that being said, I'm gonna leave this one alone. I'll catch you guys on another short. M Shorts.